Glad everyone is here as we begin our study of the Word of God. I've got a few things I'd like to share with you, but first of all, I'd like to imagine if this whole building was dark and we were sitting in here and couldn't see a thing, didn't know where people were or what was going on, and all of a sudden, without warning, bam, the lights come on. How do you think you would react? Well, if you were like me, you'd probably squint a little bit, wait a little while until your eyes adjusted to the light, and after a while, then you could probably see very clearly. But can you imagine a light that is so bright, it would be hard not to see at all? Turn with me to the book of 1 Timothy. There in chapter 6, I'd like for us to focus on a few things that the Apostle Paul had told the young man Timothy. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, notice what he says beginning in verse 15. Speaking of Jesus Christ, he says about his appearing, which he will manifest in his own time, he who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortality, dwelling in an unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. Amen. Brother Andy led us in heavenly sunlight a moment ago, and sure, we think about the light that we are supposed to walk in and how we're supposed to set a good light for others to see the things that we do so that God will be glorified. But Paul is referring to the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we're not exactly sure when that will be, because in verse 15 he says he will manifest in his own time. In fact, you'll recall that even Jesus taught us in Matthew chapter 24, verses 36 through 44, that no man knows the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man should come. We don't know when, but we're told a little bit of how. As this apostle saw him go into heaven, is the same way he is going to come back. So in the meantime, we've always got to be ready. This means in Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13, when we look at the story of the 10 virgins, 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. Those that were wise had extra oil for their lamps. Those that were foolish did not have any. And those that were foolish, when they ran out of their oil, had to go to the town and get some. When their lights went out, that's when the bridegroom came. We should always have our light shining before men, as Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5 and in verse 16. But when we think about the light that Christ has, here in verse 16 of 1 Timothy 6, Paul says that he dwells in an unapproachable light. That light is unapproachable, telling us that we cannot get near it. We cannot even come close. It's hard to imagine what kind of light this would really be. But what's interesting is what Daniel had to say about this light. In chapter 2, you'll recall Daniel was telling King Nebuchadnezzar what he had dreamed and what was the meaning of it. In verse 22, here is how he describes the nature of God. He says, he knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. There is always light with God. That's what John said in 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 and 7, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And that's why if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. God is light. We should be light shining so that others could come to the light. But then in verse 16 of 1 Timothy 6, Paul qualifies that by saying, whom no man has seen or can see. What kind of light that no man would be able to see? We've all seen bright lights, dim lights, colored lights, flashing lights, and on the time will go. And I can almost guarantee you that within the next 2 months, you'll see all kinds of colored lights around town. But think about what kind of light can we not see? Well, let's see if we can tie a few scriptures together to understand how no one has or can see the light. First of all, Jesus explained that no one has seen the Father except him that came from the Father. He was speaking about himself. Jesus said that if you have seen me, you've seen the Father. And many people did not understand where Jesus came from. Also, he tells us in Matthew chapter 17, beginning in verse 1, that Jesus appeared to his disciples on the Mount of Transfiguration. Remember, Moses and Elijah were with him, and Jesus was unique in that his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Imagine how bright that must have been. And in the Old Testament, if someone was in the presence of God, they would often cover their face and fall down to the ground, because it would be very difficult, in fact, impossible to look upon God. And when Moses came down from the top of Mount Sinai, receiving the Ten Commandments, remember, his face was shining. But that should not deter us from seeing that light. Because John assures us in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Now, we don't understand what we're going to be like, but we can understand that we can be with God and can be able to see that light as he is. How is that going to be possible? Well, first of all, we can't see him in this physical form. The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, beginning in verse 50, here is how Paul explains it. He says, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, and the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has been put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? For the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be unto God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the true light from heaven, shone the way. But it's up to us to do what Christ says, to become like him so we can truly see him as he is. Yes, there will come a time in which we shall see the light. Notice as we conclude this evening, a few last words in the Bible. When you go to the very last book, the book of Revelation, the very last chapter, chapter 22, here is how John tells us how beautiful the things we can see when we're no longer flesh and blood, when we can see the light. John says, beginning in verse 1, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, and on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall be no night there. They need no lamp, nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Then he said to me, these words are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show his servants the things which must surely take place. Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. Just as Paul told those, or to the young man Timothy, he is coming on his own time. John says he is coming quickly, and we shall see him as he is. We don't need the light because he is the light. And there will finally come a time which we can approach the unapproachable light. This evening, are you ready to see the light? We're about to sing a song of encouragement. If there be one tonight that needs to become a child of God, or to come back if you've fallen away, we encourage you to make that right as together we stand and sing.